as old as time.
It is indeed a tale as old as time, one that reminds us that the beauty hidden inside a person is what's truly worth discovering. And that's what Rick Catoni, president of the Community Players, and lead actor Sean Stevens say they hope audiences will take away from their new production of Beauty and the Beast. This is the second time Community Players has put on the show, which was so popular with audiences the first time, the theater decided to bring it back.
We did the show once previously, about 10 years ago, and it was very successful. So I think one of the main reasons we decided from a board perspective to put that on our list was just that we knew it was going to be a draw. It was really popular with kids, and we always try to have at least one show, especially the summer shows, that appeal to youth. It seems to get a lot of new people, a lot of people that haven't been to the theater before. Disney always draws a crowd, so...
Is it difficult to put on that show because you have the incredible costumes, but you also have makeup to worry about? How do you possibly do that in a community theater setting?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Most of the costumes for this show are rented. I know Sean's going to have a lot of...
Sean is here with us. He plays the Beast.
Yeah, but Sean's going to be the one having to deal with sweating a lot, I think, for this one. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, definitely.
What are some of the challenges in that role, other than the heavy makeup that you'll have to wear?
Well, besides the prosthetics and the fur, it's an iconic character. Big shoes to fill. You know, everybody knows Beauty and the Beast. And so taking up this role, I really have to be on point, you know.
You know, the music can sound deceptively simple to that show, but I bet it isn't simple to sing, is it?
Not simple at all. Oftentimes, these composers don't have vocalists in mind when they're writing. This show in particular has multiple key changes throughout the different songs, which puts our vocalists on their toes the whole time as we're going through. You know, you have to really be paying attention.
It's a quiet village, every day like the one before. Little town full of little...
Brett, are you doing anything differently in this production? Are you trying to put a new twist on this very classic story?
Not necessarily. We tend to find that, especially with iconic shows like this, and especially something like a Disney show, there is a certain set of expectations that the audience kind of brings with them. Beauty and the Beast might not be one you could necessarily interpret in a strange way and have the audience just go along with it. The only thing I know we're doing a little bit differently than the last time we produced it is we're incorporating some rear projection in order to try to keep the set a little more manageable. But the costumes are so much the focus of the show.
Some could look at this story and say, oh gosh, it's another story of the homely guy getting the beautiful girl. Notice the homely girl doesn't always get the beautiful guy in Disney productions. So what kind of signal are we sending to our young people out there?
I don't know about if Sean has any feelings on this, but I feel like it's a great story of you know, what's inside is what matters. And it's because it is so much about... you know, a woman falling in love with a monster. And I think that's why it's such a classic old story that appeals, you know, is fairly timeless.
Well, she falls in love with a monster who's capable of transformation. I guess that's the gist of the story. He does transform in an interior way, does he not?
Well, I think it's more of throughout the show, she's pulling these things out of him that were already there, you know, that he either lost over time or, you know, never knew he had. So I don't think it's so much of a change as it alludes with the whole transformation at the end, but more of a just realizing who he really is and that he can be loved.
Yeah.
And that
kind
he
of,
can love.
Kind of reminding him of his humanity.
And in my twisted face, there's not the slightest trace of anything.
Well, I think the fun of this show and that this kind of spectacle is really what you try to highlight in a show like this. Be Our Guest is probably the most well-known thing from the show, which involves probably close to 50 people on stage. So that'll be a fun one for the audience as well.
Be our Guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we provide the rest.
Do you have a favorite point in the show for yourself, Sean?
Well, I do enjoy singing the Act One finale. It's just, it's a really big, emotional song that I've been looking forward to singing for a long time. I've been in Beauty and the Beast before, and I was just, I was young, I was just in the ensemble. But taking up this role, it's giving me that opportunity, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also really enjoying how we're bringing the animation to life. You know, if you want to think about the movie rather than the Broadway show, I think that's kind of how we're kind of looking at it too, is we're taking real life people, these, you know, bringing up these characters and giving them that animated characteristic, you know, that fun.
You're trying to make a living cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Well, can't wait to see the show. Brett Catone is the president of the Board of Community Players in Bloomington, and Sean Stevens will have the lead in Beauty and the Beast. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about it.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.